Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
कमांडर रुस्तम पावरी यूनिफॉर्म में बैठे, जब खून करके उन्होंने अपने आप को सरेंडर किया था तब भी ये यूनिफॉर्म में थे। यूनिफॉर्म का पूरा इस्तेमाल कर रहे हैं।
मेरी यूनिफॉर्म मेरी आदत है, जैसे कि सांस लेना, अपने देश की रक्षा करना, बेझिझक निस्वार्थ अपना फर्ज निभाना। मैंने कोई खून नहीं किया, ये बात आपके सामने मैं नहीं, खुद प्रोसिक्यूशन साबित करेगा।
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly, and this week's guest is Athara.
Hi!
And we apologize, we're slightly late in recording this week's episode because some of us, no blame or fingers being pointed here, but some of us were too busy to record this podcast and to make time to actually do it, and you know, needed to be convinced to actually want to do it. So anyway, here we are.
At least I'm here now.
And apologies in advance, there may not be a podcast on Happy Bhag Jayegi or on A Flying Jatt because, again, someone, no fingers being pointed, refused to go watch either movie with me and does not want to do the podcast. So anyway, these unnamed people shall be cursed by the many listeners out there, all six of them. That you do not need to laugh. They can laugh. It's fine. Moving on. So today's topic of discussion is Rustam, that we watched 3 years ago now.
Nonsense.
And Rustam, of course, has been, there was a big, before the release, it was a big hype about it being, about it clashing with Mohenjo-daro. Rustam has been a clear winner. It's on track to be Akshay Kumar's second highest grossing film after Ali Rathod ever. And it is his third 100 crore movie of the year.
Oh, wow.
So good for Akshay Kumar. And what did overall, we both enjoyed this movie, right?
Yeah, I think it was quite an interesting movie. The fact that it was 2.5 hours, that's what everyone kept telling me before I went to go watch it. And I was like, oh God, sitting and watching it for so long, I don't know if I can do it. I'm probably going to get bored. But actually, I never looked at my phone to check the time. It was interesting. And it kept me captivated.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we made the same comment on the Mohenjo-daro podcast. Both movies were 2.5 hours. But this one was, like, it didn't feel like you were sitting through something that was really long. It just kind of rushed by. And it kept you fairly engaged throughout. This movie received a lot of, received a lot of flack in terms of critics, which I thought was a bit over the top. I think my view was that it was a obviously very good story and very good plot. It was a bit unnecessarily dramatized at times,
especially during the courtroom.
But the thing is, so the courtroom scene is where I disagreed the most with what the critics' perception was, because a lot of the reviews that I read talked about how the courtroom was just very melodramatic and unintentionally funny. But my perception watching the movie was that A, it was very much intentional.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
And B, it was, if you're looking for a typical serious courtroom drama, this was not it. But the way they did it was actually very engaging and was, you know, I think Akshay Kumar's charisma comes out, and the actor who plays the judge, the character of the judge, was just amazing. The one part I do agree though was the lawyer was just really annoying. Again, I thought it was intentional.
I think it was good that they had some comic relief in the movie because it was a very serious movie. The topic was very serious. And I think you need that. Like, they didn't have any, like, jolly songs or anything as such. So there was something that they needed to relieve the audience, if you like. And they did that in the courtroom part, which I thought was quite good.
Yeah, I think my favorite, I mean, there's a lot of good scenes with the back and forth, with Akshay Kumar and the lawyer. There's also this running gag about this newspaper guy who every morning prints some inflammatory headline about pulling the public in favor of Akshay Kumar, and then gets sent to jail for the day, which was also quite well done. But I thought my favorite scene from the courtroom was when his maid comes into the courtroom and it just, you know, completely rips the lawyer to shreds, and then is also sent to jail for being disrespectful.
Yeah, she was also really funny.
Yeah. I also found out during the course of this movie that Uthra watches a lot of Hindi TV series, because there are all these various TV serial actors and actresses.
So that woman was in a TV serial. I don't know if she still is, but she used to be in a TV serial, Pavitra Rishta, just to let you know.
Yeah, so now you all know Uthra watches Pavitra Rishta.
No, my mom watches it.
Of course, yeah. And then there was someone else also with another serial.
The judge also.
Which serial was he in?
I don't know, but I've seen him in many ads on ZTV or Sony or whatever. Some one of those.
So we've established that we watch ZTV and Sony.
I don't watch.
Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying it's a thing I learned, which was interesting. What is your review on the serials, by the way? Do you enjoy them?
I don't watch any.
Moving on. I thought in terms of acting, Akshay Kumar did well. Although it didn't feel like he was trying very hard. Which he didn't feel like he had to try very hard either. I thought every other actor, apart from the two we mentioned, i.e. the judge and his maid, all the other so-called main characters were quite hopeless.
I thought they were very average. Like, I mean, his wife was basically just crying throughout the movie.
Ileana Di Cruz. Also with, and this is very much your area of expertise, but with very questionable makeup throughout.
Yeah, it was very, like...
Face was red.
It was just, she was always crying. Like, I felt like they could have shown her doing something else except for crying. It just seemed, yeah. And the guy's, what was the guy's sister's name?
Isha Gupta.
Yeah. She was, I thought she acted better than...
What? Really?
Than his wife.
No, I have to disagree.
No, I think she did.
I thought she was just, she just had a, what in... common parlance is known as a resting bitch face throughout the movie.
But that was her character.
But it just looked ridiculous, and it was just, even when she was trying to be friendly to people, she just looked like she was scowling and just so up herself the whole time.
But that's her character, because that's what she was. Yeah, but that's what they tried to portray in the movie as well.
I get that.
They had money, and like they thought that they ruled everything because the fact that they had money, everything they wanted should happen.
Yeah, I get that, but I thought it was just too overdone. I thought the victim, played by Arjun Bajwa, was also not great, but could have also been a lot worse.
Yeah, I agree. He wasn't good. I just didn't like his character.
So, I mean, yeah, overall, I thought that, I mean, the plot and story is obviously really interesting and engaging. It's the second movie that has been made about this, of course, the first time was many years ago, about this case. And most of, they have obviously dramatized a few things here and there, but the general story and everything was true. And of course, it was a very sensational case back in the day. So in terms of plot, they didn't really need to do much. And I think that's in the end what carried the movie and made it good. In terms of cinematography, it was, I guess, okay. It just felt very familiar although Neeraj Pandey didn't direct this film. It is his production, and it's felt very similar in vibe to like Special Chappies or other movie Baby, I guess, other movies that he's done. And so I don't think there was anything special there. And acting, yeah, we've discussed, was okay. So it really was just the plot which carried it through. But I mean, that wasn't a bad thing.
Yeah, I thought the movie overall was really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and the fact that it was based on a true story as well, I feel like that's what also kind of engages the audience, because many people may not have been like there when this happened, and to just see it again, to see how and all the events, that's probably what engaged them in the first place.
The other thing a lot of people were upset about were like a lot of historical inaccuracies in the movie, but I personally find that to not be such a big deal.
Yeah, like I think they had like three kids, and he was actually sentenced to jail, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are even a bit more, you could argue that there's a case for showing those things. But I meant historical accuracies in terms of his uniform wasn't exactly right in terms of the design. And, you know, there are cars in India at that time which didn't exist in things like that, which, you know, portrayal of women at that time. I personally don't find those things as jarring. But yeah, the other thing that I also was, I wish, so in general, I thought the movie could have been just executed better because it could have been a really compelling narrative based on a true story similar to Neetra, but obviously much less intense, different life. What I thought would have been shown more was how the jury was actually manipulated, because the point was supposed to be how media perception plays such a big role. And I thought they kind of just made it very, okay, yeah, there's this one guy running a newspaper who does all these things and says all these things, but they didn't really play that out in terms of how the public's opinion is really shaped by the media and how, because it's obviously a very gray area, right?
Yeah.
And I thought they could have done a lot more of that. Over here, it's like very clear from the start, everyone is on Akshay Kumar's side. Even though he killed this guy.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, and the way they marketed the movie was, this is the movie that that led to the abolishing of the jury system in India. They don't show how the jury is affected at all or discuss it.
And the fact that he keeps saying it again and again, that the people can be manipulated and things like that, that's why we should post it, we should write about this in the newspaper, just like, I mean, you shouldn't have to say.
It's too obvious.
Yeah, yeah. You shouldn't have to say. The fact that you're doing it and you can see how, it should have actually been that the public were first like, to him, like, how could you do such a thing? You murdered someone. To, oh, like, okay, he did that, but the newspaper guy wrote that, but she cheated on him and she did this and she did that.
Yeah.
So it was unnecessary for them to basically state the obvious. It should have come across in the movie, which it didn't, which is probably one of the flaws of the movie.
Yeah, I fully agree. The part I thought they did well was showing the kind of, they show the scene where he actually dies from two perspectives, right? One from what Akshay Kumar tells the court versus one what quote-unquote actually happened. I thought that was done very well. And again, Uttara's commendable detective eye came to the exact same conclusion as the lawyer in terms of literally do you want to tell the story since it was your story?
No, I mean, we were just watching the movie and I was like, but in all this, like,
in him, the fight.
Yeah, like he was running around in the room and like they were fighting and all of that. How come his towel never fell down? Which eventually did come up anyway in the movie. But obviously I got some questionable looks for thinking about that in the first place.
But you were right. So
yeah,
they're always so overall
it's worth a watch, and if you haven't seen it you should go see it because I think it's quite good, and I don't go and watch many Hindi movies.
Yes, I'm painfully aware,
and I don't enjoy many Hindi movies
also
as well,
painfully aware.
But this one I did enjoy, and I haven't told my parents to go watch it, and even they enjoyed it, so I think
you're so elitist, why don't you enjoy it?
It's not, I choose which movie to watch, and I, even they enjoyed it. I think it's something that all age groups could probably see. I mean, obviously not the young kiddies, but all age groups from our generation to the generation would enjoy it because they actually lived through this time. So they call, like, my daddy still remembers this case very clearly because it was a big.
Yeah, it was big news.
Yeah.
The other thing we didn't briefly covered is music. So in terms of actual kind of music score, there are a couple of romantic songs and stuff in there, but Uttara clearly enjoyed them a lot and very excited.
No, I'm not excited. I was like, it was nice. But like, it was nice that they didn't forcibly put music in, like, because they needed an item number.
Okay, there were no item numbers or anything like that, but I personally felt even the romantic songs were rather forcibly placed in there, except for the first one where the movie starts, which shows having met his wife. That one was fine.
The one where they're dancing is unnecessary.
Yeah, and there's a couple of others as well. What really annoyed me was the background music and editing, because there were parts of it which, and Uttara didn't feel this because she watches TV serials regularly, but there were parts of this movie which really felt like a TV serial in terms of these like dramatic zoom in and zoom out.
I told you that as well during the movie.
And the background music, like literally everything, every time something suspicious or something dramatic happens, they're just like really big.
Dun.
Yeah, like dun, 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 like really bad 80s and 90s movies. Like it really, that really took away from, you know, there were some scenes which were genuinely very interesting and engaging, and I just couldn't focus or appreciate them because this background music was just so jarring and so annoying. So that was my other big problem with this movie.
I mean, I wasn't so distracted by that, but yeah, it was a bit
irritating. You're used to it, that's what I'm saying.
Stop it. But what I liked as well, which obviously you probably don't care about, were the clothes. Like, I liked the clothes that they wore. No, I think it was like very, like the setting wise, it was nice that they did do it in the right setting and what they wore and all of that.
I think that's also one of, I personally know, like I said, don't have a view on this, but that was also one of the criticisms the movie faced in terms of the clothing era appropriate.
Hmm.
Which it was, popular consensus was that it wasn't era appropriate.
I like the outfits.
Of course. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Cool. So that wraps up discussion on this movie. As someone who does not watch a lot of movies and does not like a lot of movies and picks and chooses what movies they watch, what are you most excited about coming up?
I don't know.
MS Dhoni.
Oh yeah.
Bar Bar Dekho.
Oh yeah, I'm really excited for the Dhoni movie, but that's coming on March 8th. I'm definitely going to watch that.
It's not that much later, so it's like a month.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to see that. I've seen the trailer and it looks quite interesting. But I hope that it does justice to him. And I hope it's just not like any other movie that they do about famous sports people. Like, they did Bhaag Milkha Bhaag really well. And after that, I feel like they've tried to replicate that, which they tried to do with Mary Kom, and I don't think it was as good as that. And I hope this one also they don't do.
You're not excited for Bhaag Bhaag Dekho.
No, I'm really not.
Why?
I'm not.
Yeah, but well,
it doesn't look interesting.
Which of your criteria does it not meet?
It doesn't look interesting to me.
Why? It's a fuzzy romantic love story with time travel.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
That's Dharma film, Karan Johar. Okay. Seems right up your alley.
Okay, first, I don't like Katrina Kaif. Okay?
Fine.
Second, this whole time traveling thing, it's just like, no. It just looks really stupid.
So you haven't seen it?
Yeah, but from the trailer, it looks stupid. And third thing, yeah, the whole concept for me, I can understand what's going on from the trailer. Like, I feel like the trailer basically tells what the movie is about. So, I'm not going to waste my time to watch it.
Such strong views we haven't heard since she was on the Salman Khan
episode. Well, actually, to be fair, you know, when going back to Rustam, and when we spoke about how media affects people's perception, I looked at Pirish and I told him, and I was like, well, this is somewhat what happened with Salman Khan. Like, when people write stuff like, oh, but he's done so much charity work, he's changed now, he's done this, he's done that. Like, no.
Yeah, but to be fair, honestly, with that one, I disagree. Because the media has been very vocal in saying that he is a criminal and he shouldn't be, whatever. But it's just the public and the people and his fans. So when I say media here, I'm talking about news media. Yeah. But it's social media and just ignorant people, basically.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I need to specify social media, which is something that wasn't around during this time. But wasn't invented.
I think they got that. I think people know that.
What movies are you excited to see?
What movies am I excited to see? I'm very excited to see Bhoomi.
Yeah. By the way, even he used to be on Pavitra Rishtha, just to let you know.
Fantastic. We will get you back to that podcast and you can tell us how he's grown as an actor since Pavitra Rishtha. Other movies I'm excited for, I'm excited for Adil and Mushkil, the teaser or trailer that's supposed to come out. He's not giving me judgmental looks, as Ranbir Kapoor and Aishwarya Rai.
Yeah, that's the thing. I said I don't know.
Yeah. That, I'm curious to see what it will be like, big multi-star cast, so. Should be interesting. I'm excited for Dear Zindagi, which has Shah Rukh Khan playing an age-appropriate character finally, and not being the center of attention. which I'm very excited to see. And Alia Bhatt has now newfound respect for her after the last few movies she's done. So curious to see that. And of course, Roy Shinde, excited for that. Apart from that, since this is a shorter episode, I want to take some time to just talk about. There's a lot of really cool web series and stuff on YouTube and Netflix that I've been watching quite a lot. So for guys and girls that are interested, you guys should definitely check out. I mean, TVF I think is now old, but I've been catching up on Permanent Roommates season 2. Should definitely watch that. Should also check out Better Life Foundation, which is written by a comedy troupe called The Boxer Shots, which has Naveen Richard as who's also plays the lead of the character. For people who are not that hipster but slightly hipster, Kanan Gill of Pretentious Movie Reviews fame is part of the show. So you could, if that convinces you to watch it, but please go watch it. It's like a The Office, Parks and Rec types of show, but in an Indian NGO, set in an Indian NGO, and it's really good. And yeah, that is pretty much it. Awesome. Thank you so much for being here, finally.
You're welcome.
For making time in your busy schedule.
Yeah.
And we will hopefully have you back at some point. Despite your best efforts to run away, we will make sure to get back.
I'll think about it.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments if there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of. We will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.